While agents in the Rio Grande Valley are working 6 days per week, Sean Moran, Vice President at Large of the National Border Patrol Council, says some Border Patrol stations have had reductions in agent hours worked since the border crisis began, reported National Review Online. Former National Deputy Chief of Border Patrol Ronald Colburn told NRO the Obama administration is systematically implementing a liberal approach to illegal immigration that is starving Immigration and Customs Enforcement and Border Patrol officials' operations. It's ironic that over the past decade, we've doubled the staffing levels of sworn uniformed armed officer personnel, yet we now find them with their sleeves rolled up repairing vehicles, processing paperwork, answering phones, changing diapers, mixing formula, playing badminton with children. They're doing anything except patrolling the border, says Colburn. And it's contrary to their own mission, but it's out of their hands. Does this really surprise us anymore? We spend and spend, but get less and less effectiveness. It seems the same for most government programs. No wonder so many conservatives in the House and Senate are now balking at passing any kind of bill, even bills that attempt to deal only with the current unaccompanied minor border crisis. Despite criticism, I think the Corn and Quayar bill is an acceptable short-term effort to deal with the current situation, but I fully share the cynicism of its critics in Congress. This is an appropriate function of government, and government can't do it right. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me right here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.